You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, Episode 7.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to another episode of E-Commerce Fastlane Podcast. If this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your online store powered by Shopify. New episodes are available each week in iTunes and Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, yep, there's more, Spotify, or you can get notifications by email by signing up at ecommercefastlane.com. Now, on today's episode, I'm chatting with Agatha. Now, she's the vice president, VP of marketing and that for Klaviyo. And it's an extremely popular email marketing platform with a very tight integration with Shopify. And she's going to talk about email automation and kind of its capabilities to really help you, the store owner, to kind of increase your sales, retention of these customers, and then most importantly, I think, would be to build kind of brand loyalty. So, Agatha, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Steve. I'm really glad to be here.
Oh, great. You know, kind of before we jump into some topics, because I've been thinking about a few different things that I want to discuss, because email is a really important strategy and tactic that needs to be executed by a store owner literally from day one. But kind of before we jump into it, I thought maybe it would be great to learn a little bit about you and kind of like your career journey kind of so far with Klaviyo.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been with Klaviyo for just about 2 years now. But this space, email marketing, marketing automation, has been near and dear to my heart for much longer than that, for about 16 years now. So when I first started, I worked with a media company, and we were all about sending really targeted, really relevant email-based campaigns to folks. And we had to do it through a proprietary system. It took us like 6 months to get any sort of meaningful data into it to do the kind of things that we knew would work really well to get that right message to the right person at the right time. And so it's really exciting to be able to fast forward to today and look around and know that I am fortunate enough to be part of a company that's taking that more advanced kind of functionality, really making it possible for anyone who's selling anything online to get really relevant, really important information to their customers with email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, so I guess maybe we'll dig into a little bit more from a high level first about Klaviyo. So can you share, do you have any superpowers with the platform, or, you know, or even more importantly, does it have like really, how does it help, a Shopify store owner actually make money?
Yeah. So carrying on that theme that I started at, Klaviyo is really all about delivering what I'll call enterprise functionality, or what used to be really enterprise functionality, at entrepreneurial speeds, right? So the world is super competitive today. E-commerce has never been so competitive. There's so many stores out there. So you not only need to be equipped to do the kind of marketing that really works well, that gets that right message to the right person, but you have to be able to execute on it quickly. You can't let your technology, slow you down. And that's really what we're about when we talk about enterprise functionality at entrepreneurial speeds.
Right. Yeah, that's fantastic. And then so I also noticed too, quite a few merchants that I have access to that I deal with on a daily basis, I see that a lot of people have kind of added the Klaviyo app and connected their store to it. So I find there's quite a tight kind of integration and stuff with Shopify.
Yeah, that's really our secret sauce, or our superpower, as you mentioned earlier. So we're really good at getting the important data out of a Shopify store and kind of storing in Klaviyo, making it possible, really unlocking it so that you can use it to make sure that you're getting in front of folks when they're, looking at a product at your store, but not, before they even add it to the shopping cart, or if they've added something to the shopping cart and, you know, you want to communicate with them, send them an abandoned cart, but you want to treat your current customers a little bit differently than folks who have never bought from you before, right? Getting all of that information out of Shopify, but then storing in a way that makes it really usable and, again, really straightforward to get those targeted messages out to folks is what Klaviyo is really built for, really designed for.
I see. So can you dig into maybe some of the specific kind of details that kind of make Klaviyo kind of a great choice for someone wanting to get into this industry and really help kind of build their email list and, you know, end of the day, just try to increase their lifetime value of customers?
Yeah. So again, Klaviyo really is built more as an analytics engine, a data ingestion engine first, and an email platform second, right? So because we're so good at getting all of that information into the software, into the platform, it's very straightforward to do the sort of automation, to do the core e-commerce flows, the things like your welcome series, your reactivation campaigns, your upsell campaigns, your abandoned carts, your browse abandonment. We make that really sort of straightforward. We will actually take what we know works best in terms of the number of emails that should go in a series and the timing of that series and pre-package it for you. You can also run campaigns, get pretty powerful, pretty deep with segmentation based on, you know, products previously purchased, based on the timeline within which somebody made a purchase, based on how much they spent with your store. We'll also enable things like an automated sync with Facebook so that you can use all of that power, all of that segmentation capability to drive your Facebook and your Instagram campaigns. So we have some customers doing pretty great things in terms of using email and social side by side and doing things like running an abandoned cart campaign on Facebook. So there's just a lot of really cool, really effective things that you can do with Klaviyo because we are fundamentally so good at getting that information, that data out of Shopify.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. So what are some of the most important flows or automation that Shopify store owners typically want to run for their stores?
Yeah, so there are kind of a core set of e-commerce flows that absolutely everybody should be thinking about from day one. So there is your abandoned cart campaign when somebody has added something to their cart, started a checkout, but not completed it. There's your welcome email for folks when they first make a purchase, your post-purchase upsell with related or similar products, and your browse abandonment campaigns for folks who are, you know, again, looking at something online, but maybe not taking action on it. On a revenue per recipient basis, which is the kind of core metric that we look at here at Klaviyo, it's not just, you know, it's not about your open rates, not about your click rates, it's not even about the number of people who are on your email list. It's fundamentally like how well you're monetizing that, what your revenue per recipient is. We know that flows, and that's what we call our automated emails here at Klaviyo, we call them flows. But we know that those flows that are targeting, you know, actively engaged prospects and shoppers, things like abandoned carts, will always outperform campaigns, will always outperform email blasts up to, you know, 11x.
Oh, wow. That's unbelievable.
Yep. Yep. So not running those flows, not turning those things on is literally leaving money on the table. And when I talk to merchants, when I talk to folks in the space, you know, the number one reason why they don't do it is because they feel like it's complicated and there's only so many hours in a day. There's only, you know, so much time that you can really devote to trying to learn how to get the stuff up and running or how to use your software. But Klaviyo makes it really straightforward to do.
Right. You know, and it makes me think too that there's one more flow. I mean, those are great flows actually. You know, when you have abandoned cart and welcome sequence, these are ones that I definitely recommend and, you know, definitely cart abandonment sequence and just the whole strategy behind that. One I would add that I find very effective is a product reviews flow.
Yes.
And, you know, I think it's great because, you know, the idea there is you can really add the kind of the social proof with product reviews kind of like right on the product details page. And it just kind of significantly improves the conversion rate, you know, and it's great to see that, you know, that Klaviyo is kind of integrated too with like all the popular kind of review platforms, be it Yotpo or JudgeMe or Stamp.io, I believe you're also connected with. So it's nice that there's this Klaviyo integration and you know, you're now able to create this kind of like an automated kind of email to kind of target specific customer groups, you know, based on their recent content submission or review. And, you know, for me, I look at it, you know, end of the day, it really is about building customer loyalty and this kind of, you know, customer lifetime value.
Absolutely. And look, the number one reason why people buy, the thing that they're motivated by the most, is that word of mouth and that social proof. So absolutely. That's a core kind of marketing activity that folks should be doing as well.
Awesome. So you hear a lot about, and you mentioned it too, about this whole segmentation. So there's flows, which are kind of like your take on the automation part and, you know, the right email at the right time to the right customer. But then the other part of it, I guess, would be the segmentation part of that email list. So can you kind of share some of your, obviously you have lots of insights into kind of what segmentation is or and maybe even some best practices of segmentation?
Yeah. So segmentation is this term that just gets tossed around a whole lot that, you know, when you really, really dive into it, means slightly different things, really to different people. But at the highest level, I mean, segmentation is just the pillar concept of marketing, right? It's just saying, hey, here's our approach or the way that we are going to look at the world so that we can get that right message to the right person at the right time so they take the action that we want them to take, right? So there's some basic opportunities for segmentation that are really available to all e-commerce merchants really from day one, like the example I just gave with the abandoned cart flow, right? If you have folks that are abandoning carts and they have previously bought from you, you might want to treat them a little bit differently than folks who are buying for the first time, right? You might want to give people who are buying for the first time maybe a little extra incentive to get them across the line, or you might want to acknowledge or reward folks who have bought from you previously. So right from the beginning, really the way to think about segmentation is, hey, who really cares about this message that I'm sending? You know, who cares and how do I want to talk to different groups a little bit differently? In general, I will say you need a little bit of scale to your contact list before you start really getting into the nitty gritty of segmentation. You don't want to use, you know, 20 different conditions to try to sell to left-handed dentists in Georgia. If you've got, you know, 500 folks that are signed up, you're just going to drive yourself a little bit crazy.
Right.
But we do have some great content around getting started with segmentation or really getting to the next level with segmentation as well on the Klaviyo blog.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been spending a lot of time recently chatting with some of our customers and chatting with folks in the space about using an adaptation of the RFM model to create a segmented view of the world. And RFM stands for recency, frequency, and monetary value. Just a fancy way of saying, hey, look at your overall database and pay attention to how recently people bought or engaged with you. Pay attention to how often they do it. And when they buy, pay attention to how much money they spend with you, because those are some of the most powerful indicators to bucket your database into different groups that are fundamentally motivated by different things, but also support different kind of marketing strategies. You know, so for instance, you might want to take your VIPs, your high rollers, the people who bought recently, who buy a lot and who spend, you know, more than the average amount with you, and really target them with those product review campaigns that we were just talking about, because they're really your most likely bet to be strong advocates.
Yeah, definitely. I found that too, is that, you know, they always say that it's easier to kind of resell to people that are your existing customers than it is to kind of go out and acquire new customers.
Yep. Yes.
So that's a pretty straightforward strategy that anybody should. Now, what about, do you have any specific Shopify merchants that you can discuss at all?
Yeah, we have a customer of ours, Taylor Stitch, who are using Shopify, who kind of came to Klaviyo really specifically looking to get a more segmented approach to their marketing. And so when they started out with kind of a series of experiments. And their first one was was just taking a look at their database and segmenting it by folks who had engaged with them recently, who had just responded to their marketing, and people who didn't, and testing a promotion that went out to them and saw, you know, all of their revenue basically coming from folks who had engaged with them recently. And then they kept building on top of that, right? They started saying, okay, well, it's one thing to engage with our marketing, but what if we start looking at people who have looked at specific product categories on the site or expressed interest in different products in the past? How do we start taking this data that's available to us and really building up to a, you know, a little bit of a more sophisticated, more advanced segmented view of the world? And at the end of the day, they've actually increased their revenue per recipient by 60% with Klaviyo, really primarily driven through the segmentation that they're doing. So there's some great content on our site. There's a great case study about the folks over at Taylor Stitch that talks about both what they did, but also how they went about doing it and how they made it work. That I would definitely recommend.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, thanks so much for sharing that. So I think that's the key to the whole thing is that, you know, there's quite a few competitors kind of in the space that a Shopify store owner could actually use and connect to their store and start collecting email addresses and start doing these sorts of things. But at the end of the day, it seems that Klaviyo really has it dialed in with Shopify and a lot of Shopify, a lot of success stories that I see, and even a lot of your partners that are, I guess, you refer them as partners through Klaviyo. Is that how you, like, for example, I think there's FuelMate, I think, is one of your partners.
Yep, they're one of our agency partners. Yep.
Oh, agency partners. Okay, great. So I guess we're nearing kind of the end of the show, but I thought maybe we get a couple closing comments. You've shared like a lot of information. I think this is fabulous. Like, thank you so much. But is there anything that you'd like to leave our listeners with today?
Yeah, I guess the number one thing for me is, and the part that I feel so strongly about is, I think it's such a mistake to think that, you know, your only options are to either take a lot of time to do the more advanced stuff or move faster, but leave some money on the table because you just, you know, opt out of doing some of the things that ultimately work better because they do get that more relevant message to your consumer, your customers and your prospects. So the thing I feel really strongly about and the thing that really prompted me to join Klaviyo in the first place is, you know, you don't have to settle. It's a different world out there. You definitely don't need to settle. You can do the advanced type of marketing and you can still move quickly, move at those entrepreneurial speeds if you've got the right partners. And, you know, we've really, really spent a lot of time and been really dedicated to making sure that we have such a strong integration with Shopify that we can get all the information that we need to run those more kind of advanced, sophisticated marketing campaigns. So that we can make that possible. Right. So don't settle. That's that's number one.
Awesome.
And I guess the number two thing is, since I can relate as someone who has an impossible to pronounce name, I probably should say that for the record, it is Klaviyo.
Okay.
Like clay, the letter V, letter O.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's spelled... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's exactly right because I have so many times when I have merchants or just other people in the industry and it's a Klaviyo, is it Klaviyo? And it's nice to finally, for the record, we know that it actually is pronounced Klaviyo.
Yes, trust me. It is an ongoing topic of conversation around the office here too. I think we've got a video somewhere that just goes through the many variations that people typically use. But it is Klaviyo. It is with a K. It's a completely made up name. And if you're really curious, I'd encourage folks to write in and maybe even ping our CEO and ask him one day to tell the story of how Klaviyo got its name.
that's super cool. So I guess it's klaviyo.com. So Klaviyo, klaviyo.com. And how do they get, I guess, how do they get started? Is it somewhere in the admin, I guess?
Yeah, so you can visit our site. You can sign up there and get started and check out a free trial or ask for a demo. Mm-hmm. You can also just go through the Shopify App Store through Shopify Admin and just search for Klaviyo and add it to your store from there.
Oh, awesome. Well, you know what? Just once again, thank you, Agatha, for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
You know, like just, you know, it's great to someone with your expertise. You've been in the industry a very long time and just kind of sharing your knowledge and that just, you know, right now about how Klaviyo and email automation can, you know, can really help or significantly kind of impact the bottom line for a Shopify brand. And I think, you know, if you're listening to the show and, you're not using email at this point, or using a different platform, it's certainly worth giving them a shot and getting a demo and you know, getting set up with their free trial. I'll leave you with one stat that I think is pretty powerful that I found online, actually from one of your partners. And you know, they say that email is 40 times more effective at acquiring new customers than Facebook and Twitter combined.
Wow.
So
I like that stat.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So, well, once again, thanks, Agatha, for coming on the show. And yeah, have a great day.
Thanks so much, Steve. My pleasure.
Well, I hope you enjoyed my conversation today with Agatha from Klaviyo. You know, really the speed of this kind of e-commerce rocket ship that we're all on is pretty wild, you know, and, you know, the innovation and the updates that are, you know, that continue to happen. Like really, it's just, it's evolving. It's really quite staggering if you think about it, you know, and Klaviyo certainly is part of this. And, you know, since this recording, they've had many platform updates, and they recently announced too this new feature called a Flow Library. So I jumped into the admin and had a look, and you know, it's quite interesting when I see the different types of flows. And this is going to be like a repository of kind of information and flows that you can use from within your instance of Klaviyo, and you know, things like, you know, abandonment cart or browse abandonment, which is an interesting one because some people only have cart abandonment activated in their Shopify store. But it's interesting by connecting Klaviyo that maybe people are just looking at different products and you still want to be able to have an opportunity to be able to market to them, even though maybe they haven't quite added it to the cart yet. Or customer win backs, maybe they made one purchase and they haven't come back for a second purchase. Post-purchase follow-ups, which you can talk about in a minute. Welcome sequence, which we call like a subscriber welcome. Any kind of transactional or kind of special kind of tagged profiles inside Shopify, you're able to create special dedicated flows. And you know, and they talk about some of the goals here too, about like, you know, nurturing your prospects or converting into sales or upsells and cross sells are all kind of in there, or building loyalty, you know, or engaging kind of lapsed customers. And, you know, an important part of kind of maintaining a list of contacts, customers or not, is kind of sunsetting kind of unengaged subscribers. And they really have a great flow or sequence that they recommend, you know, why pay for an unengaged customer on your list, that just kind of defeats the purpose of open rate and conversion rate if none of the emails are being opened or they're just completely disengaged and or not even going to that email address anymore. You know, I noticed a couple, and you know, and digging deeper, and there was a couple that are really quite interesting. You know, like happy birthday email, you know, they're mentioning here that it kind of fosters a more kind of personal relationship kind of with your customers, kind of, you know, by being part of their birthday celebration. And you know, this flow triggers an email like literally on their birthday. Pretty amazing. And obviously the engagement and conversion rate is quite high because it's kind of a, you know, it's an important day of the year. You know, they also have, you know, like maybe like a first purchase anniversary, which I thought is an interesting little flow, or a back in stock flow. That's an interesting one too, where inventory goes to zero, then you replenish your stock. Be nice to have Klaviyo kind of trigger a sequence of events that happens and saying, hey, you know, this item you looked at is now back in stock. And interesting little flow they have that I thought was great. Win backs, you know, made one purchase, and you know, kind of new versus returning, and the flow kind of will help with that. And I think that's great. A great welcome sequence, I think, is key. A lot of people are not doing it. I think it's it really sets the tone for the brand. It just builds a lot of brand loyalty right away when someone creates an account or makes a first purchase. It's not just getting a receipt. Do you have a proper kind of welcome sequence? Well, they have a lot of the flows pre-built out here, and you can go in and change, you know, the tone, the language, some of the text, and you know, the graphics and stuff that kind of will match your website. But you know, having a welcome series series set up, I think is a smart way of running your brand. A couple neat ones too that I found that I like are kind of tagging VIP customers. And, the idea is that, they mentioned that, retaining your best customers, by treating them kind of like VIPs, and, this flow will kind of automatically tag your VIPs. And so you can then, use that segmentation for further flows that you may come up with. They always say, and I mentioned it in the show, that email is, literally 40 times more powerful than, other methods of marketing. And because you have direct access to their inbox, they've opted in through a newsletter or through a previous order. And, it's really a way of kind of engaging the brand and kind of just being intentional and being top of mind. So, the last couple others in here, that I thought were interesting. Obviously, I mentioned that this whole sunset kind of unengaged subscribers, interesting a framework they have here about, any people that are just, they just haven't engaged with the brand. You can tag them and then choose to facilitate some kind of a cleaning process with your list. So pretty neat things in here. It looks like this is an ongoing section from within the admin of Klaviyo, and it's definitely something you want to check out. So if you're not implementing kind of any of these kind of core fundamentals kind of with your Shopify store, it really is a good time to kind of check them out. If you're kind of just getting started out, there's a free plan available. So if you're, on the fence, new with Shopify, and have little to no customers at this point, it's certainly worth getting involved in this solution, because then you're educating yourself on kind of what best practices are, and you have a great framework right from the beginning, and it does scale slowly kind of as your business grows. And so no matter the size, of your list or the maturity of your Shopify brand, just kind of having access to this platform really will significantly improve your conversion rate and, kind of your engagement with your customers, or potential customers, all with kind of this desire to kind of, cultivate loyalty and customer value. So go check them out. So if you're enjoying the show, I do massively appreciate if you could take 5 minutes and kind of subscribe in iTunes and then kind of rate and review the show. It's one of the kind of best ways that you can kind of show your appreciation kind of for the continued production of this show. I do truly appreciate you for kind of being a loyal listener. And you can tune in next week. I do have a really interesting chat actually with Charlie, who's the CEO of Loyalty Lion. And it's a very popular kind of data-driven loyalty and engagement solution like for Shopify. And, I pose a question to Charlie, and I said, when's the right time to start thinking about customer loyalty? And you're going to learn kind of what the kind of key drivers are for loyalty programs and, what you need to ask yourself kind of before you get started. And, most importantly, kind of like what are the metrics that you need to understand to kind of measure success of this sort of program. So it really is a fantastic episode. There's lots of learnings, lots of takeaways. So I look forward to you joining us on that episode. Well, that's a wrap for this episode. Thank you again for taking time out of your day, busy day, no doubt, or your commute, and listening to the show. I truly appreciate you and your desire to level up your skills and your knowledge with e-commerce and with the Shopify platform. Until then, enjoy the rest of your week and take care.